Welcome to Ask the Expert North Texas here on News Radio 1080 KRLD. I'm David Rankin. The ongoing situation in Iran's trickling down to all kinds of different industries. That includes a business that has seen more than its fair share of trouble. That's the restaurant business. Some of the major restaurant chains are seeing their sales growth drop because of higher gasoline prices, among other issues. On today's Ask the Expert, we are joined by Dr. Emily Williams-Knight from the Texas Restaurant Association. She is in the KRLD Zoom room. Thank you so much for the time.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good to see you.
So these gas prices aren't just hurting restaurants themselves. They're also hurting the people that would go into those restaurants.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we have actually really great data on this. So we show that when, gas prices stay around that $3 range, traffic's pretty stable. When it gets to be $3.50, we start to get a little nervous. And then we hit about $3.80, which for many parts of Texas is where we're sitting right now. Same store traffic. So think about traffic as the number of visitors that are going into a restaurant, drops between 2.5% to 3%. And so now sitting in this, we are starting to have reports. And March, the data just came out from last month. And this was the worst month since March of 25. And so there's no doubt it is playing out with the consumer being squeezed. They're just not able to make as many visits to a restaurant.
And that, of course, can lead to restaurants having to increase their prices because they're not making enough money.
You know, the really hard part right now is if we think about the consumer, right? I feel like the restaurant is just getting squeezed. We know the consumer has really less money in their pocket. They're putting more out for things like gasoline. On the other side, the food product that these restaurants are ordering is also increasing because the cost of diesel is up over $5. But where they're getting squeezed is there's no more room to raise price. So many operators in Texas are saying there is no way I can raise the price again on my customer. But at the same time, on a 4% to 7% margin business, they don't have anywhere to go. And that's resulting in closures that we're seeing here in North Texas.
I was just going to ask you, how much increase have you seen in closures, not only in North Texas, but statewide?
You know, there's sort of two things we look at. There's the actual closure number, which we think really we're going to run into the summer months. A place like Dallas or Houston is going to get a little bit of a benefit from the World Cup. There's a lot of hope around that and a lot of excitement. But generally, we are starting to see an uptick. But what we're also seeing is a large number of restaurants reaching out for help. And so a lot of restaurants are reaching out saying either, hey, how do I improve my margin? How do I get traffic? We're seeing more discounting. So a lot more discounting, trying to get that customer into that particular brand. That's always a sign for typically when restaurants begin to struggle, especially those independents that are not part of a large, you know, conglomerate or a large chain. They just don't have any economies of scale. Those at that outreach to the association is definitely increased in the last probably 4 to 6 weeks.
The other side of, are you seeing many people deciding that they want to get into the restaurant business at this time?
You know, I think it's what makes this industry so special. The number of folks that are pulling permits to open a restaurant has not changed. I think it's mostly on the independent side. I think it's one of those businesses that people are passionate about. They see the pro-business environment in Texas. They see the amount of people that live in Texas, and they think, hey, I can do it too. But, you know, we really, really encourage people to be very thoughtful right now before they jump in, because unfortunately, the best food in the world cannot also be the best business model. You can still fail at that. And so trying to make sure they understand what they're signing up for before they jump in is something that is just really important to us as an association.
Is it easier for people that decide that they want to open a franchise as opposed to their own mom and pop shop?
I don't think it matters right now, because we're seeing trading down. So we're seeing if you're a casual dining brand, in some cases, if you're losing share, it's really because people are trading down maybe to fast casual or even fast food. We've been traveling the state as part of our Texas tour. We came from West Texas last week, and it doesn't seem to matter where you are and what segment you're in. There's definitely anomalies. There's folks that are just killing it right now. And then there's folks that are struggling that have all the right pieces in place. And so much of this comes down to, is it geography? Is it what you're serving? Is it when you're serving it? What day part you're in? Is it where are you located? Are you in a heavy, for example, Hispanic community, which we know have been hit harder with immigration enforcement? I mean, it just feels like there's not a pattern right now that says if you're in this type of cuisine or in this area, you're struggling. It seems to be across the board, like most consumers are struggling across the board.
And of course, if everything were to end today and life would start to get back to normal, how long would it take for the restaurant business to get back to what it sees as normal? And would they ever see a normal again?
I mean, we've really had abnormal for 6 years, right? The catalyst was the pandemic. We went through extraordinary supply chain issues. We then went through variants that, brought us back down to reality again. We had a little overbuilding. We have supply chain challenges again. We have, the Middle East. We have a lot of uncertainty. And we see one of the indicators that we're looking really closely as credit card delinquencies are starting to increase. And so as consumers start to put more on credit and are unable to pay, that's less, disposable income in their pocket for places like ours. And so, I think if it ended today and you're talking about ending the tariffs, ending the fuel, putting the consumer back on really solid footing, if those three magically happened, I think you would see a nice recovery because we're still 50% of the food dollar. I just think it's right now death by a thousand cuts. That seems to be the reality. And I don't see those three things changing in the short term,
Do people
unfortunately.
still want to go out to eat?
They sure do. I mean, in particular, we can tell you that Texas, out of so many states we look at, and I work with a group of my colleagues all across the country, and God bless Texas. We have a lot of things in our favor, right? We're able to open much sooner in the spring. We can get our patios open. People get more mobile much faster than the northern part. We tend to be a little less expensive than other parts of the country. But I think at the end of the day, what you're finding is that consumer is being squeezed. And when you're increasing gasoline, in some cases, $1 a gallon in a short period of time, that comes directly and hits restaurants directly, and operators are reporting it. But I'll tell you what, we've been told over and over, hey, I'll forego my cell phone upgrade to make sure I go out to eat. I'll still DoorDash my favorite meal. And so people in our space, thank God, are very resilient.
Yeah, you bring up DoorDash. I mean, talk about someone that's caught in the middle as far as higher gasoline prices. It's the food delivery people as well.
Absolutely. And what's interesting about they're such a critical partner to us, but if you were to take most restaurants and look at their sales and which is more profitable, right? Clearly the guest still dining in is more profitable just due to the relationship with the third-party delivery companies. But we need them and they're a critical part of our infrastructure. So that DoorDasher that's now paying way more in fuel it's impacting them as well. And so across the board, but again, you have to remember it's the customer, but it's also the surcharges and the shipping rates that our restaurants are paying for food now increase once diesel goes over $5, which has been for a while now. And that's just making they're stuck in the middle. I had someone say to me last week, he goes, "Em, I don't have anywhere to move. I feel like I can't breathe. I'm just getting squeezed and I'm doing everything right." And that's those uncontrollables right now that are hitting restaurants really hard.
And the summertime is usually a time when the gasoline prices go up, but we haven't seen an increase like this, at least in the last 4 years, since the Russia-Ukraine.
No. And I think what's hard is that there's a lot of people saying it's going to get better really soon, right? Oh, it's going to come down considerably. We need to really see evidence of that. I think for us, it's great. And you hear OPEC this, and we have this channel. And, part of our job at the association is to monitor this news on a daily basis and to really be in the conversation. And, maybe it will begin to come down. I think that's the optimistic approach. But I think what you're talking about is for Dallas in particular, in Fort Worth, it's getting from here to the World Cup. I do see that as a really great opportunity for us here in North Texas. And then it's what happens in that sort of end of July till October, which tends to be real challenging. And if the weather is incredibly hot again, that's going to bring all sorts of. So you just, I hate to say it, I feel like we're always going to have work here because there's just something happening to these restaurants. But man, are they resilient? It's truly just humbling to serve them because they're just so resilient.